This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard all across America and some of America's great radio stations, as well as all across the Caribbean, and streaming live online via the internet and the satellite all around the world. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast, we've got Frank Salvato. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out talking about a bizarre, to say the least, and weird to emphasize, a situation going on in Kentucky involving a husband and wife couple, along with their child. They have been quarantined. She tested COVID-19 positive, is asymptomatic, and they were both fit with ankle monitors so they couldn't go anywhere, placed on house arrest because she apparently refused to sign quarantine documents, and that's where all this other stuff came in.
This quarantine document said you will tell the government where you're going if you go to the hospital. All of your movements, if you get out 200 feet outside of your property.
Yeah.
Okay. This is house arrest for testing positive, asymptomatic for the coronavirus. Now, if we are going to establish a herd immunity here in the United States, as they have in many countries over in Europe, that means asymptomatic people have to be free to roam.
Yep.
So what this stupid move did was prolong the lifespan of this issue that we're having here.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane.
It's happening every day.
Mm-hmm. You know, and these people are citing a decision to justify this, are citing a obscure decision by the Supreme Court, and it comes down to this. Oh, it's for the greater good. Do you know who used to say that back in the early 1940s?
Hitler, I believe.
The Nazis used to say, oh, we have to do this for the greater good, and they exterminated 6 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that it's okay that if an asymptomatic person tests that you get to literally have them detained, there's got to be some lawsuits filed over this, and the government has to have its ass handed to them on a platter, because this is the most egregious against freedom in this country that's happened in my lifetime.
Well, we heard last night that apparently the Jay Sekulow and his firm, through Gordon Sekulow, were going to pick up this case. Now, we did hear that. It was announced on Fox, and we'll see where it goes. That's all I know. I don't know any of the other details.
And the country has to get behind him. With some of the orders that the federal judiciary has come down with lately, especially at the Supreme Court, there could be no, well, we decided this way. When was this ever legislated?
Well, it never has been since it's like executive order again.
Yeah, nothing has ever gone before the people's houses in either the state or the federal government that says, why don't we legislate that we can just, if you're asymptomatic with a virus, that we can arrest you and detain you. Can you imagine hearing that debate on the floor of the House? or any of the state legislatures? Yeah, let's see. So someone who's basically healthy, who has antibodies, who we need to have herd immunity for a virus, if we decide that they don't cooperate with what we want to know, we're going to have them arrested, Commandant.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane. This is insane. Especially when you're talking about a virus with a 99% plus survival rate.
Yep. Now, I don't know where this is going to go, but we're just going to keep an eye on it and see what happens. I'm sure we're going to hear more about it today as the day progresses, because this did happen over the weekend, of course. And when they drove up to the couple's house with five different vehicles with the health department up front with a bunch of hazmat suits, that's the way they went into the house to do the ankle bracelets things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It, as if the Andromeda strain was happening in that house, and it isn't.
Yep. Well, again, we'll keep an eye on it. Now, the president...
And keep this is not about masks either.
Oh, no.
This isn't about masks.
No.
If they would have said, yeah, we're going to wear masks to go see grandma. We're going to go masks to walk this. Oh, no. You're asymptomatic, and you won't sign a piece of paper that says you're going to detain yourself, so you're under arrest.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Frank Silvato, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the president who's going to sign some sort of executive order on immigration. Also, we have a health plan, supposedly, coming from the Republicans over the next week or two, and a new stimulus bill may, in fact, be on its way this week. We'll have to wait and see. I'll be right back with more Don't Go Anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Jahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan, and don't forget the all-new Moss Acura, too. Now, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on a buying spree. Now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has the largest selection in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, see Moss first. Now, they'll be definitely Wheeler dealing, and they'll have the vehicle you'll want that the other guys might not. Now, their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious award of excellence. Good job, guys. Now, if you're searching for a new improved service experience, how about this one? You serve, you save. That means that at Moss Service Departments that handles all makes and all models, that you can get a 20% discount just for being active military, a veteran, a first responder, a pastor, or a faith worker. Now think about that for a minute. Moss Nissan and Moss Acuras. Who's doing that? Nobody. Now the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura in Newport Richie, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa at mossacura.com and mossnissan.com. By the way, tell them the captain sent you. Guess what? Another $500 comes off that car or that truck that you're looking for, certified or pre-owned. That's Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to Frank Silvato. And Frank Silvato, of course, is with the Underground USA podcast. And thank you, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Mr. President Trump, sir, will sign some sort of immigration executive order in the next week or so, more than likely the one we heard about with the DACA provision in it.
Well, you know, this has been a subject that can be debated. You know, do the sins of the father translate to the sins of the child? Most of the time that Democrats were trying to pass anything that had to do with DACA was far overreaching and had things attached to it. So it's not a bad move by the president. I think it's a very good move by the president, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
It doesn't acquiesce anything back to the Democrats as far as the parents are concerned.
No. Now, the other thing that's going on here is we have a health plan coming in the next few weeks from the Republicans to replace Obamacare. I have no idea what the health plan is. It'll be a surprise to all of us, but what do you think?
Well, I mean, we said this in the very beginning of Trump's presidency, that if they were going to go ahead and get rid of Obamacare, that they, or if they wanted to have a new health bill to pass and
right.
to initiate, that they had to get rid of Obamacare first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've got bits and pieces of Obamacare lingering around, Democrats are not motivated to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They will drag their feet until they don't have to deal with it. That's their tactic on anything they don't want to do. You remove Obamacare, and now they're motivated to do something. So if Republicans are going to put forward a new health plan and they want to see it passed, you've got to eliminate the totality of Obamacare first. And doing that in the environment that we're in, that's going to be tough.
Well, here comes the next part of the puzzle. This week, the Senate supposedly takes up their version of the stimulus bill to coincide or whatever with what the House has already passed, which is a $3 trillion effort. Now, Mitch McConnell said, well, we're going to have a $1 trillion bill. Nancy Pelosi is saying, no way. So, here we go.
Yeah, I know the president wanted to do something by the end of July. We're already at July 20th. So that's looking unlikely because of how far apart the House and the Senate are. If they do it piecemeal, he might be able to get something to the people. But, you know, we've got to start worrying about our debt. I know there's a lot of people who are hurting out there, but we needed to look at it from the 30,000-foot vantage point. You know, it's a trillion here, a trillion there, another $3 trillion here. You're adding to the debt. And unless we start managing our debt a little bit better, it's going to start affecting the potency of the American dollar as the world's currency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got to stop throwing around the $1 trillion here. If you remember, it wasn't really more than a dozen years ago that when you heard a trillion, your eyes popped. You said, boy, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're talking trillion like it's going to McDonald's.
Well, the other thing that we're hearing, and I've heard this several times, is reverting back to the gold standard.
Well, we've got to do something, because when you can just print money, you know, this is, again, we're going back to the Germans. It used to take a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we've got to be cognizant of that.
That would be Venezuela today. That would be Venezuela today. Yep.
And they've got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump keeps pointed this out. It wasn't too long ago that Venezuela was one of the richest countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They have natural resources. They had a workforce. They were mm-hmm. creating things and exporting. They were a global power. Now they've got nothing.
Now we have a situation that started to develop again in Seattle. They went at it again yesterday late and into the night last night, busting windows. They managed to get into an Amazon.com retail store and loot it. They were trying very hard to bust the windows. It weren't easy to get busted, and they finally didn't, and then in they went. But also in Portland, Oregon, 100 arson fires in 10 days, with a half dozen firefighters injured trying to put those fires out, and they're still setting fire in Portland.
Yeah, and I've seen some people on social media appalled by the secret police that are rounding up people in Portland in the streets. They're in unmarked cars. They're in military garb, but they're not showing their badges. This is insane. There's mass unrest there. Mm-hmm. You know, these people are going to end up turning around. The mayor of Portland, the mayor of Seattle, and the governors of Washington and Oregon are going to end up turning around and asking the federal government, just like Minnesota did, to say, hey, we need $1 billion to rebuild our cities.
You bet.
And this is after those four people specifically and their city councils and their state legislatures pretty much gave the middle finger to President Trump because he was a Republican. Well, while this was happening, when he offered, any help I can to stop this unrest, you've got it. No, Mr. President, you stay away from Seattle. You stay away from Portland. You're not welcome. Oh, by the way, our city has been destroyed. Can you give us $1 billion to actually rebuild it? No.
If I were in charge, and I'm not, I would have already declared the Insurrection Act as part of the picture. I would have sent in elements to go in there, grab every one of those people, those little mutts off the street in Portland, same with Seattle, thrown them all in the same ice house somewhere, started charging them with terrorism, and just shipped them the hell out of the country to the country of their choice. Let's see, North Korea, China, Cuba, Iran.
At the very least, what the president should have said is, you've got, this is the time frame from getting things under control in your city, because I know you're going to ask for federal aid. Past this hour mark, 72 hours, 48 hours, whatever it would be, we're indemnifying ourselves from having any responsibility to rebuild your city or your state. Period.
Yep.
You will get nothing.
Yep. Yep.
And the federal money that's come to you for law enforcement, and anything it doesn't have with the immediate health well-being of your citizens is now stopped.
Yep. All right.
So if you want to have this little disruption in your city, go right ahead. But you're the one who's going to pay politically for it, because your people are going to want your head on a pike.
Finally, you got about 20 seconds. Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for the president, has signaled an imminent indictment may be coming in the Durham probe. Really?
Yeah, let me hear that one more time. I've been hearing about the imminent indictments for the last year now.
That's right.
Unless I see an indictment, I don't want to see it in the headlines. I'm starting to get very disappointed in the DOJ.
Yep, and there may be something brewing, but we're not going to know about it. It's not going to get telegraphed.
And if this waits till after the election, then this was all political and not moving forward, and Barr's got to step down along with everybody else. Get some action going here so the people can have justice served for them.
All right. Now that you can get your blood pressure back down, I'll talk to you on Friday.
Hello, my friend.
All right. That's Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, and we always have a stimulating conversation here when he shows up. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Patrick Heinlein, the sports quarterback, will be with us, Mr. Sports, and he had a mission last night, so we'll see if he did it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Brute.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York City is ready for the next phase to reopen after coronavirus shutdowns.
This means things like botanical gardens and zoos, for example, they can reopen but at reduced capacity, 33% capacity.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said outdoor sports will resume but without spectators. That means the resumption of Major League Baseball, but some indoor venues will stay closed.
Museums, not yet. Malls, not yet. still closed for now.
The program that allows restaurants to serve customers outdoors has been successful and will extend through October. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti spoke on CNN.
This virus preys on our division. It preys when we get exhausted. It preys on us in those moments when we don't have a unified national front, or we as individuals think, this ain't going to be a big deal.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, Donna Fiducia, the better half of the D&D Ranch up there. The Double D Ranch, they call it up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And, oh, by the way, they're listening to us right now on the local affiliate up there, 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, brought to you by the folks at BoomerNaturals.com. And I'll tell you what, Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable and breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children, too. These are the ones that are in stock right now and ready to ship to you real fast, and the multi-covers are also available at about, and very affordable too, at about 30 cents per day. Now, don't forget, one reason why they are so highly protective is the inner layer that's enhanced with nano-silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order of nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order them today by going to BoomerNaturals.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout. It'll save you 20%. They also have quite a line of wellness products, too. And again, go to BoomerNaturals.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN20 to save 20%. They are your source for in-stock face covers, as well as great wellness products. All right. Good old Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Hello, sir.
Hello, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to you and all the listeners out there.
Now, everybody wants to know how come Kurt Busch got disqualified on Saturday night.
Obviously, some issues with the vehicle, unfortunately. You know, I'm sure the guy who came in second didn't want to win that way, and obviously Kurt Busch and his team didn't want to lose that way. I hate when that happens. You know, just it happens in a lot of sports, Captain. People get disqualified for a variety of reasons. You know, it just takes away from it, unfortunately. But let's give Austin Dillon some credit for winning yesterday.
Yeah.
He had a heck of a race. So
yep.
I'll speak to him. Congratulations to him and his team. And I'm excited for that organization. So,
yeah.
Good. The racing's going to be great. Going to finish out the year real strong, I believe.
Well, the other thing that's going on here is a couple of quarterbacks, as well as some other players, Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs and Drew Brees from the New Orleans Saints, got concerns about the coronavirus protections and protocols that the NFL is going to be using, but they got problems other than that, too.
Well, they do, but they just don't feel the NFL is taking the right precautions for their safety. They're comparing it to the NBA, how they're doing everything they can to take care of the player's safety, and they just don't feel the commissioner's doing the same for them. And they're not happy about it. J.J. Watt from Houston Texans was speaking about it. Stephon Diggs, wide receiver, was speaking about it. Russell Wilson, you know, his wife's pregnant, and obviously he doesn't want to get it and bring it and have her have it, you know, especially being pregnant. So I get it. Boy, I just hope and pray sooner the better, Captain, this virus starts leveling out, declining, and it turns into the common cold. You know, worst case, the flu.
Well, the problem,
thinking, but,
the big problem they got now is the NFL has come out and pledged $250 million to Black Lives Matter. And they're also going to play the so-called Black National Anthem. Well, there is no Black National Anthem, so let's establish that to begin with. But there is a song that some people are considering to be the Black National Anthem, so we will hear that. And then right after that, they'll play the National Anthem. So my question is, are they going to stand for the Black National Anthem and then take a knee for the National Anthem?
That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out and how the fans are going to react to it also, Captain. I'm curious to see, you know, how this
well,
is
they're
going
not
to happen.
Going to, they're not going to be in a stand, so that's not going to hurt them that way, but they may not be watching them on television, and that will hurt them.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, I'm just down the road. If this is just a week one scenario, is this going to be a scenario for the full season when fans are back in the stadium. It's going to play out very interesting. We'll see what happens here and how it's handled accordingly.
Well, Black Lives Matter right now has supposedly some $3 billion, including $1 billion that was just donated to them or promised to them, pledged to them by the Bank of America.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. Extortion's nice work if you can get it, isn't it?
It's not good, Captain. I mean, I get it, you know, that population of our society feels that they have not been taken care of.
Let's play baseball. Let's play baseball.
Let's talk baseball, my man. This Thursday, we'll start it off. I did my fantasy baseball draft last night. I'm sure a lot of other people that like fantasy baseball drafted last night. Obviously, 60 games. It's going to be a sprint. I think the teams with the best pitching staffs are going to have a little bit of an advantage, and especially if you get hot. This is one of those years where you have a lot of teams that would start out at 20 wins, 30 losses. Obviously, if this year, if that happens, you're out of it.
Right.
So there's not going to be any makeup. I think 32-28, Captain, will probably get that last playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that transpires out. It's going to be, you know, 162 games is a lot of games, Captain. This new format, I think 60 obviously is too few, especially when you're used to 162 and the owners are used to that income coming in. But I'm curious to see how this plays out. Because in 144 games before football season starts, your teams that aren't doing well, at least people would still go out to the ball game and watch them. But when football season gets cranking in September, and if your team is 70 and 80 and you know you're out of the captain, it's kind of hard to go watch the games.
That's true. You know, go watch football
or something else. So we'll see how this is going to work out in that department. So, and then last but not least, we have to talk about the Washington Redskins. If Daniel Snyder is, you know, implicated in this nightmare up there with sexual harassment, he will be forced to sell the team. Now, I think his best case scenario is if he really can use, if he didn't have knowledge and it plays out that he really was blind to it, then he's still probably looking at a $5 to $10 million fine, and they might tell him he can't come to the stadium for the first, you know, 6 weeks, something of that nature.
Yep.
We'll see how it plays out. Captain, always a pleasure to be on the show with you. Always fun talking with you about sports. Thanks to everybody listening on this great station for the Sports Zone on Sundays from 11 to 12. And thanks again, Captain. You take care and have a wonderful day and rest of the week.
All righty. And Patrick Kylan every now and then shows up for lunch over there at the Mission Barbecue on Tuesday. So come on over there. You might meet him. Okay, here's what Patrick Kylan does.
You worked hard to earn your Medicare benefits. You deserve a Medicare plan that gives you great benefits and big savings. That's why I wanted to tell you about Devoted Health, HMO's Medicare Advantage plans. Devoted Health can give you the benefits and savings you're looking for. Their plans include everything you need to stay healthy from head to toe. Low-cost primary care visits, specialist visits, hospital stays, and Tier 1 and 2 prescription drugs. Plus, you get money to put toward hearing aids, eye care, and over-the-counter items like vitamins, toothpaste, and blood pressure cuffs. And that's not all. Devoted Health adds in free rides to the doctor, a free gym membership, and even a free personal emergency response device. So if you're looking for a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you all the benefits and savings you want, Devoted Health could be the right health care plan for you. Give me a call, 800-804-3942. That's 800-804-3942.
All righty, and Patrick Kylan, the insurance quarterback turned Sports Zone quarterback turned contributor to the radio show on Mondays and Fridays. And remember, I am one of his clients, and I do have the devoted plan. And again, just like what I've told you before, that gap that's in there that we had, it's gone. You get the devoted plan. It's gone. The gap is gone. They take care of it for you. And I got a $25 check for taking a diabetes test the other day. I took the test. They gave me a $25 check. How about that? Of course, I was negative, but still. That's pretty neat to get something like that. I went out and I had a couple of lunches with it. So there you go. But in the meantime, we'll be right back with more and the beach and boarding forecast coming right up here right after these messages. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will be right back and Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Alrighty, when you hear that noise, you know the beach and boating forecast isn't that far away. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay. The largest franchise in all of the 232 franchises across the country. Well, today for Monday, it'll be mostly sunny with some afternoon thunderstorms along the way. The winds will start out of the east at about 6 to 10 miles per hour. This afternoon, they'll turn towards the north with gusts upwards to 15 to 17 miles an hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop most of the day. The Gulf water temperature is 90 degrees. The bay water temperature, 87 degrees. We had our high tide at 4:45 a.m. Our low tide is coming around at 6:55 a.m. And there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on the water. And that's exactly what Freedom Boat Club does for you. And they call it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, bring the water skis, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you get the advantage of reciprocity at 232 locations across the country. By the way, did I tell you there's 3 in Canada? And did I tell you there's 3 in France, as in Parlez-vous Francais? Well, there is. So, call Freedom Boat Club today at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Take advantage of the reciprocity, and with their 509 boats they've got here in the 30 locations, you'll have more than enough fun on the water. Don't forget, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, 855-FREEDOM on the phone number, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Now, we folks are at war. Believe it or not, like it or not, contrary to what the media wants you to believe, it's not black versus white, but left versus right. Now, forces have been gathering and preparing for decades with the intention of destroying our country and taking over our government. I've talked for 20 years on the radio about the Cloward-Piven strategy and Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Well, they think they've got it going this year, and they think they can get it done. I'm here to tell you, not on my watch. Now, they've been doing it from the inside, knowing there was no chance for a military solution. And political differences in America are not a new phenomenon. We've had our share, but we're now living in a time when the opposition is now openly in disagreement on the very basics of what our country's values were to begin with. Now, the Democratic Party has been taken over by these radical forces, understatement of the year, and has clearly demonstrated their desire to establish a Democrat socialist state, a far cry from our founding. And any resistance within the party to their agenda has now been silenced. Their hatred for our country in recent years has shocked even the hardened political folks. Now, have we reached a point of irreconcilable differences? Well, quite possibly. But it's always been irreconcilable to the leaders of the left. We just weren't aware of it. And what the left is demanding is far from where we've been. Instead of making America great again, they insist on tearing it down. They are demanding we shed our Judeo-Christian foundation. They want a new constitution, one where rights are granted by government, not by God. And all statutes, monuments of our past, institutions need to be destroyed. Even statutes of abolitionists. All secular socialist state where everyone is equal, and to remain so regardless of talent or personal industry, you've got to do what the government says. Now, they want the Electoral College scrapped, mail-in voting installed, even though they'll be rife with fraud, and because of it, they're also demanding the voting age be lowered to 16. With limits on free speech, and of course, no right to self-protection. They want to take your guns away. And they want to end the use of private property, capitalism, and everything that's uniquely American. In the interim, they are willing to shed any constitutional protection if it grants them short-term gain. And, oh yeah, democratic socialist state, you say? Under freaking statement of the year. Now, how can we survive as a nation with such disparity? Well, unlike revolutions in history, there seems to be no rhyme or reason or discontent except ignorance, just a lust for power and a hatred of God and country born of decades of communist propaganda in our schools and our media. Now, our economy has been in a zenith with unemployment at record lows for nearly every American, regardless of race or gender. Wars are finally winding down after 20 years. Taxes have been relatively low, and we're now energy independent. And the business climate's been nothing less than exceptional. And yet, here we are. Now, whether the COVID phenomenon is natural, or as many call it, a pandemic, it's been weaponized, and it's tearing our nation apart. COVID deaths are being highly inflated. Casualties are being highly inflated. As an example, many hospitals are listing motor vehicle deaths as COVID caused. And this pandemic is actively being kept alive for a purpose, a very evil purpose, an undercover insurgency aided by the deep state, a compliant media, and naive corporations unwilling to be called racist. It's all to reverse Trump's many economic accomplishments and put a stop to any more Trump rallies. And it's to assure a Trump loss in 2020 to complete the agenda they planned for 2016. Maybe more importantly, folks, it will put a halt to any further investigations into the Democrat insurgency and treason that we all know happened. Now, this COVID-19 appeared immediately after the impeachment failed. Coincidence? At the same time, our coins began to disappear. Merchants started asking for exact change in credit card use to better track people's activity. Coincidence? And then, was the Floyd death coincidence or planned? Obama seemed to have been receding racism, a powerful future cover for insurrection, almost immediately after his inauguration. And if Biden should win in November, I can assure you that everyone affiliated with COVID-19 will suddenly disappear from the front pages almost immediately. And finally, Democratic cities are being destroyed by savage mobs. Many have forgotten why they're rioting. Bricks are being delivered, so they throw them. It's a perverse sense of permission. Police officers are being murdered, ambushed, and assaulted. Laws that assure civil disorder are being ignored by Democratic governors and mayors. Churches are now being destroyed or vandalized. The left's shock troops, the Marxist organizations committed to the overthrow of our nation, like BLM and Antifa, are being utilized as the Democratic militia. And any loss of life, property, or livelihood suffered by Americans is deemed collateral damage. Well, time to wake up, America. Time to wake up. Time is running out to quell this madness. We have to realize that it's up to us. We got to do something. We have to show up at the voting booths. We have to be out there, mass in numbers. We got to do what it takes to keep America great and remain America as the biggest, greatest place in the world to be. All righty. Check out my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down here in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they offer the installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs that the big box stores can't do. So give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment and tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Alrighty, I'll see you all tonight on the Radio, and I will be back. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.